Go for it.
You're listening to live play-by-play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go for that.
You're listening to live play-by-play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Good evening, Bulldog football fans. Ben Moore here with you live from Jayton. National anthem's been played. Both teams are in the huddle. Bulldogs send out their captains, and Jaybirds are going to send theirs out too. Clock shows 9 minutes left till the start of the game. We'll see for the Bulldogs, captains are going to be number 24. Oh, goodness. Number 24, Dimitri Juarez. Number 25, Slade Campbell. Number 99, Cooper Caswell. Number 7, Caden Forey. And number 21, Caden Castillo. So that's the five seniors for the Bulldogs as they're out talking to the referee. About to get ready for the coin flip. Big district game, or not a district game, big game for the Bulldogs. As we look through last week, the Jayton Jaybirds are 2-0. They played Garden City the first week and won 68-20. They played Klondike last week and won 55-34. And Iowa will play Klondike on September 22nd. So we'll keep an eye on that game for the Bulldogs as well as district for the Bulldogs. Looking across the field, Highland is 2-0 in district. They played Lorraine and Throckmorton. Iowa's going to be sitting behind them at 1-0 as the Bulldogs defeated St. Creek last week. There's a couple teams tied at 1-1, Westbrook and Hermley. Westbrook lost to Knox City week one against Jonesboro last week. And Hermley defeated Sands in its opening week, but lost to Abilene Christian last week. And then Rotan's going to bring up the rear. They lost to Robert Lee and Harold in their consecutive weeks. So district shaping up.
And with that, we'll now have the playing of the Iowa school song.
There you go. Bulldogs won the coin toss. They're going to receive. They're going to be on the left side of the field
going right. So I'll let you listen to the school song, and then we'll be back with you here in just a few minutes.
And now for the playing of the Jayton school song.
All right, so Bulldog school song's gone through. Boys are getting in the helmet. Jayton's going to play their school song here in just a second. I want to take a quick break and change my batteries out. They're already getting just a little bit low before the game starts, and maybe that'll get us through a good chunk of the game. So bear with me for just a minute while I get these batteries changed before the game starts.
Thank you.
and there go the Bulldogs. Both teams heading out to the field. Bulldogs again going to receive the opening kickoff, going from the left side if you're sitting in the stands to the right side. It's a nice warm day as we've been having. Wind is blowing into the Bulldogs' face just a little bit. Nothing too crazy, but enough that the flags are blowing towards the Bulldogs. So be facing that. And Jayton, if you've been, the sun faces the home stands when it's setting, so the sun shouldn't be an issue for the Bulldogs. In fact, it kind of is an advantage for the, or nicer for the visiting team, because your back is to the sun. You're sitting in the shade where the home stands are, those hot metal bleachers just shooting right at you. Waiting for the official to set the ball and give the okay. There we go. All right. There's the whistle. I think you can hear it. Jayton's going to break the huddle and get ready for the opening kickoff. All right, here's the kick. It's going to go deep and far back. Still in play. I thought the ball rolled out of bounds, but Claxton thought it was going to as well, so he picked it up and around the 5-yard line. It's going to be drug out of bounds, so it'll be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 4-ish yard line. So not a great way to start the game. The ball just kind of went deep, went into the near pocket. It was really close to the out-of-bounds line, but didn't go out that way. So, Bulldogs going to come out in a spread. They're going to have two receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Hernandez gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton darting around the backfield, looking to throw the ball, being pursued by several. Jayton's going to toss it deep. It's going to fall incomplete to Forey. Forey was there, ran under the defender, jumped up, but it was just deflected. So that'll bring a second and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 4-yard line.
We have a great expedition parked in the EMS parking. If you could please move in a great expedition parked in the EMS parking down at the south end. Thank you.
Bulldogs sending their play in with Hernandez. 9:40 left in the first quarter, 0-0 here. Bulldogs had a chance there on that play. Forey was there, just a good defense by the Jaybirds. Bulldogs going to get set in the same formation. Hernandez gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton in the end zone, looking around, trying to find something, looking to throw it. Now he's going to toss it short to Hernandez. Hernandez bobbles and drops it, and so it's going to be incomplete.
Hernandez falls incomplete, third down for the Bulldogs.
And that's going to be 3rd and 15 for the Bulldogs. Claxton got the ball, was just dancing around the end zone, trying to not get sacked. He had several Jayton Jaybirds up on him, and he's standing in the end zone, so it would be a safety. Was able to dump it off short, just a touch out of Hernandez's hands, and he was able to tip it up and bobble it just a little bit, but not enough to catch it. So 3:38 left in the first. Bulldogs and Jaybirds tied 0-0, and Bulldogs facing a 3rd and 15 from their own 4-yard line. Same formation, two receivers to the far side. Quarterback and running back set in the back. Hernandez gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton's going to be drugged down into the end zone, and that'll be a safety.
Tackled by Brody Ham. That'll be 2 points for the Jaybirds.
So the Bulldog offense not able to make much of anything happen on the opening drive. We're going to get sacked for safety. So the Bulldogs will kick here in just a second to the Jaybirds. While they're doing that, I want to say thanks to all of our sponsors, and the sponsors include Bell Safford and Steel Funeral Home, the proud sponsor of the Iowa Bulldogs, or locally owned Bell Safford and Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs. Another sponsor is Pizza Inn. Has an all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh daily dough. Fresh dough made daily. That's Pizza Inn in Snyder. Still getting on my stuff. This way,
I will kick off from their own 20-yard line.
Bulldogs are going to kick after the safety. They're going to kick it to the Jaybirds. The Bulldogs last week we saw had, I think, three different kickers. It's going to be the senior, Caden Forey, who's going to kick first for the Bulldogs. Forey did both. He did the short kind of end-over-end offside kick, but they also kicked it deep with him. He set up like he's going to kick it deep. We'll see exactly what happens. Nope, he's going to do the end-over-end on the near side. At least that's what he's set up for. Or he gets the signal, and there's the kick. It is going to be the end-over-end kick. And it's going to be picked up by Jayton, number 20 for the Jaybirds. Still running on the far side, hit by several Bulldogs. And finally going to be brought down by number 9, Jaron Pena.
Ball around with the 35-yard line. Advances it inside the 30 to the 29-yard line of the Bulldogs.
So it's going to be good field position for the Jaybirds. This is where the Dominant Dog defense is going to have to stand up and stand strong. It's going to end up being, the scoreboard just ran out. It's going to be a first and 15 for Jayton in the Bulldog side of the field. Looks like the ball's around the 35-yard line. There's the snap. The ball's going to be tossed incomplete. There we go. The scoreboard's back up.
Pass intended for Colts.
So it was just a
second down for the Jaybirds.
An incomplete pass by the Jaybirds. Tried to just dump it off short, but the Dominant Dog defense forced a bad angle for the quarterback, and it just fell incomplete. So now it'll be a first and 15 for Jayton from around the Bulldog 35-yard line. There's a snap. Jayton gets it, pitches it back to Hand. Hand's got the ball, runs around the far edge, still on his feet. He's going to have enough for a first down, I think, but that's about it. Well, we'll see. He may not have had enough for a first down. Yep, it's going to be a third and one. A third and one for Jayton. They're going to be coming from the Bulldogs' 20-ish yard line. It's hard for me to tell with where I'm at on the field. 8:45 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing Jayton 2-0. Looking for something to happen here on third. There's a snap pitch to Ham on the near side. Ham being pursued by several Bulldogs. He tosses it deep. Bulldogs have a defender there. Receiver's going to step up in front of it and catch it. It'll be a completed pass for Jayton.
Okay,
so that'll be a first down. Not enough for a touchdown. I couldn't tell which Bulldog defender was right there, but that receiver just stepped in front of him right at the last second and was able to catch it complete. Oh, they're going to say it was a touchdown. So that puts the score 8-0, and Jayton's going to come on for the 2-point conversion. All right, Jayton ready, getting ready to kick the 2-point attempt. There's a snap to hold the kick. The ball's up. And it's good, so that's going to put the score 8-0 with 8:32 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds 10-0. Sponsors for these broadcasts include Snyder Iron and Metal. Snyder Iron and Metal has top prices paid for all recyclable aluminum, recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, car bodies. On-site cleanup available in a roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Prosperity Bank. Prosperity Bank proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Another sponsor is S. McAllen Photography. If you she takes game day photos, team sports photos, class photos, and she's a graphic designer that specializes in personalized store posters. I encourage you to go check out Summer's Facebook page, S. McAllen Photography. See some of the work that she's done. She does a great job and has supported our local community for a long time. So thank you, Summer, for supporting these and all the other sponsors who support these broadcasts. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds 10-0 with 8:32 left in the first quarter. Dayton's going to kick off to the Bulldogs here in just a moment. There's the kick. Ball sails deep. This time it's going to be caught by Pena. Up shorter. Pena's still on his feet on the near side. Going to take a couple, maybe three Jaybirds to bring him down. Got the ball all the way up to the Bulldog 25-yard line. Ball hit around the, Darren caught it around the 15, 20-yard line and was able to get the ball back up there to maybe the 25. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from around their own 25-yard line. Bulldogs going to come in with a 3-3 set, three down line and three in the backfield. There's a snap at the handoff to Pena. Pena's got it. Running up the middle is going to be brought down for a short game. They're going to say second and 12 for the Bulldogs after the run by Jaron. 8:10 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 10-0 here early in the game in Dayton. Bulldogs going to get set. It's a three down line, the three in the backfield formation. There's the snap. This time it's pitched to Pena. Pena hands it off to Claxton. Claxton darting around the backfield, trying to find somebody to run. Throw it. Claxton's going to toss it deep. He's going to have a receiver. Oh, but it's deflected. Castillo was wide open, but the Jaybird defender was able to just get his hand up and deflect it. If he hadn't done that, Castillo would have had a first down and some yards. Instead, it'll be a third and 11 for the Bulldogs. 7:41 left in the first. Docks trailing the Jaybirds 10-0. All right, Ira breaks the huddle, heads up through the line of scrimmage, same formation as before. There's a snap, direct snap to Claxton. Claxton pitches it to Juarez. Juarez on his feet around the outside of the lane. If he can get around one, gained a few yards on the carry.
He's brought down by Sean Stanley. Ball goes up to the 26-yard line, which can be fourth down and nine for Ira.
Yeah, good chunk of yards there by Dimitri. It'll be a fourth and nine for the Bulldogs. Offense for the Bulldogs has been slow so far this game. The passes have been there. The Jaybird defense has just had some luck in deflecting those, but the Bulldogs are able to get some yardage on the ground. It's a big fourth down for the Bulldogs. Fourth and nine coming from around the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. There's a snap. Hits to Juarez. Juarez hands it off to Claxton. Claxton looking downfield to throw it. He's got four. He open. Tosses it deep. Now there's a defender there, and it's going to be knocked incomplete by Jayton. So that'll be a turnover on down.
Jaybirds will take over on the Ira 26-yard line, first and 15 for the Jaybirds.
So, incomplete pass. Just tossed up for the Bulldogs, and the Jayton defender was able to knock it down. So, turnover on downs. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds 10-0 with 6:52 left in the first quarter, and the dominant dog defense is going to have to come back out and try to make something happen. There's a snap by the Jaybird. It's going to be a sweep on the near side. Ham's got the ball for Dayton. Still on his feet, dancing around the backfield, and Ham's going to run it all the way in for a touchdown.
In for the Dayton Jaybird touchdown.
That was just a sweep on the near side. Good blocking by Dayton, and it's Ham who was sprung for a touchdown. Nope, there is a flag.
Holding against the Jaybird.
That's why he scored. There was a holding by Jayton, so that's going to negate the run. It also explains why he scored, so it'll be a
24 from the 35-yard line.
First and 24 from the 36-yard line of the Bulldogs. So a little bit of momentum there on the penalty to see if the dominant dog defense can capitalize. Dayton comes out. They've got quarterback under center, one behind him. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff. Number four running the other way. He's hit immediately by Juarez. And then there's a gang of other Bulldogs that are here to bring him down. Gains maybe a yard or two, but not much. So it's going to set up a second and 22, probably around there, for Jayden. Got the ball up to the Bulldog 34-yard line. 6:22 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 0-10 here. Oh, about halfway through the first. Looking for a little bit of momentum, and it seems like maybe the dominant dog defense has found some. There's a snap. Quarterback rolls out. He's going to pitch it short. Ball's going to fall incomplete. That's going to set up a third and 22 for Jayden from the Bulldogs 34-yard line. That was a designed pass, and then the quarterback was just supposed to dump it off, but it looked like it was Forey who was right there on the receiver. Ball soared over the receiver's head and fell incomplete. So good momentum shift by the dominant dog defense here. Had not had momentum the whole game, and now feels like something's happening a little bit, so Jayden's going to get set. Here's the snap. Pitch back. Jaybird's looking to throw the ball. Nope, he's going to tuck it and try to run, still on his feet. He's going to be tackled and brought out of bounds by number 12, Hernandez. So it'll be a fourth down for the Jaybird. Gets the ball. It's going to be around a fourth and 11, fourth and 12. Rory says fourth and 9 on the score or the press box. So that's Rory's wrong. Fourth and 12 for the Jaybirds. Coming from around the Bulldog 26-yard line. It's a huge fourth down stand here for the Bulldogs. Need to get some momentum. There's a snap pitch back. Jaybird's looking to throw the ball. Being pursued by Forey. It's going to be a quarterback still on his feet. He's going to have enough for a first down. Being hit by several Bulldogs. I see Hernandez. I see Claxton. It'll be enough for a first down. Bulldogs upset. It looks like Forey had a good tag on him and then was held or blocked in the back, but no call. So it's going to be a first and goal for Jayden from the Bulldogs 4-yard line. 5:34 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 0-10. Having a good defensive stand here. Just had one bad play. They're going to have to regroup with Jayden right next to the goal line. There's a snap. It's going to be handoff underneath. Just a little dive by the Jaybirds, and it'll be enough for
touchdown.
Well, that puts the score 16-0 with 5:11 left in the first quarter, and Jayden getting ready to kick the two-point attempt. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's good.
Two-point kick is good with 5:11 left in the first. We've got the score, Jayden 18, Ira 0.
5:11 left in the first. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds 18-0. Sponsor for the broadcast is Ira Baptist Church. Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God, through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. We have services Sunday morning at 10 a.m., followed by worship service at 10:50 with expository preaching and congregational worship. On Wednesdays, we have services from 6 to 7:30 that starts with a free meal and Bible classes for all ages. Visit sbciowa.com for more information or check out ISIS on Facebook and Instagram. Another sponsor is the First Church of God in Ira. The Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday at 11 a.m. Again, Rocky, a few weeks ago now, celebrated the 25th anniversary in Ira. So congratulations, Rocky, pastor of the Church of God, a good friend and a fellow minister doing great work in Ira. And we're blessed to have you, brother. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds 18-0 with 5:11 left in the first. Jayden's going to kick it to the Bulldogs. And there's the kick. It's going to be the same into that near corner. Claxton's going to get it about the 5-yard line, running down the middle of the field, still on his feet. Dodges one Dayton defender and is going to be pushed out of bounds by the other. That should be a flag. He was tackled out of bounds.
Braxton on the return, brought down by Cutter Lee. He takes the ball to the 24-yard line of the Bulldogs.
Claxton's going to be drug out of bounds and then tackled. No flag. It'll be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set, looks like, around the 25-yard line of the Bulldogs. Maybe the 26, 27. 5:02 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 18-0. Bulldogs break the huddle. They're going to send two receivers to the far side. They're going to have two stacked in the backfield. There's a snap. Fernandez gets it, pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. He's got Castillo wide open. Castillo catches the ball at the 20. He's at the 10, the 5, dives into the end zone. It's a touchdown, Caden Castillo!
That's Caden Castillo for the Iowa Bulldogs.
Deep pass by Claxton to Castillo with the connection. That puts the Bulldogs on the board and gets a little bit of momentum coming the Bulldog way. Huge play. That's going to be around a 60-yard play there. Just pitch and catch for the Bulldogs. And now Castillo, who just caught the pass, is going to be the one kicking the two-point field goal for the Bulldogs. Fernandez is going to be the holder, and Bishop the snapper. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball's up, and it's going to be tipped by Jayden. And ball incomplete, no good. So Bulldogs get on the board with a deep pass and clash into Castillo. Puts the score 18-6 with 4:50 left in the first. Another sponsor for the broadcast is the Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist Church is a friendly traditional country church and we're located next to the Ira Schools at 16240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe that prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce. Supporters, proud supporters of the Iowa Bulldogs. Thank you to all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts. Bulldogs have a big pass of it.
Cameron Nail.
So, big play by the Bulldogs. Good play by Claxton to Castillo. Get the Bulldogs on the board. Get some offensive life going. So, let's see. It's going to be... Can't tell who's the kicker for the Bulldogs. Looks like that's going to be Forey, the senior. Yep. Before he's done both the end-over-end onside kick, he's also done the deep kick. He's set up now looking like it's the end-over-end onside kick, and we'll see what happens. Bulldogs trailing 6-18 with 4:50 left in the first. Bulldogs get ready. And there's the kick. It's the end-over-end onside kick. It's going to be picked up by Jayton. Went on the far side. Hernandez is right there. We're going to have several Bulldogs. If Castillo's there, and they're going to take the Jaybird down. Not a lot of yardage gained on that kick. So it's going to be a first and 15 from right around the 40. So the dominant dog defense has Jaybird to a fourth and medium, fourth and 7 or 8. And they just had a little lucky run by the quarterback that was able to get the Jaybirds a touchdown. See if the dominant dog defense can regroup and come here and force the Jaybirds into a four and out again. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to the near side. It's going to be hit. We're going to have enough for a first down. There's a flag down. It looked like a holding, but we'll see exactly what's going to be called.
Start line after Jaybird. First down.
First down for Dayton. There's a flag, though.
Oh, we had a flag on the play.
And it's going to be a holding on Dayton. It's that same sweep that the Jaybird scored a touchdown on earlier. They got called back by holding. This one just called back by holding again. So that'll back the Jaybirds up 10. It'll be a first and 25 for Dayton now. And the ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs 30-yard line. 4:35 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds 6-18. Jayton gets set. There's a snap. Pitch to the far side. Ham going to be on his feet. Brought down by Kenya.
Plankton was able to gain about the 10 yards. So that'll set up a second and around 15 for Jayton with 4:24 left in the first quarter. They're going to say 4:13 on the scoreboard. The clock still running, 4:12. Jayton gets set left, set on offense, second and 13. There's a snap, hits the near side. It's a toss backwards, so it's going to be a fumble. Fall, so that's going to be a negative around 10 yards for Jayton. They turn to pitch the ball, and the ball just was there. Oh, what's his name? The running back just didn't get to it, so he's going to back up about 7, 8 yards where he fell. So it'll be a third and 20 from around the Bulldog 30, or the Jaybird 35-yard line. So, again, the Dominant Dog defense doing its job here. Third and 19. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch to the far side. Ham's going to be hit by Juarez immediately. It looks like Pena was in on the tackle, too. So he gains, 4 yards or so. It'll be a fourth and 15 for the Jaybirds. Bulldogs able to force another fourth down and long. So outside of the safety right out of the gate in the first opening drive by Jayton, the Bulldogs have really played good defensively and done well offensively. Found themselves in a little bit of a hole with 3 minutes left in the first quarter, trailing by 12, but have the Jaybirds in a 4th and 15, and the ball's at midfield. And Bulldogs are going to call a timeout. They blew the whistle, but the players didn't stop, but the Bulldogs are going to call a timeout here. So with 2:45 left in the first quarter, Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds by 12 points, 18-6. But it forced Jayton to a 4th and 15. I want to thank everybody who sponsors these broadcasts, and that includes the following: Bell, Seifert & Seal, Funeral Home, Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron & Metal, Prosperity Bank, S. McCowan Photography, Ira Baptist Church, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Methodist Church, and the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. If you or your business would like to support these broadcasts, just talk to Mr. Jones and he'll get you all the information that you need to do so. So, Bulldogs come out of the timeout, getting set back up on the field. 2:45 left in the first quarter, trailing by 12. But have the Jaybirds in a 4th and 15, and the ball's going to be at the 40-yard line. So big fourth down for the Bulldogs. Really need to get a stop here and swing the momentum. Here's the snap. Pitch back to the quarterback who's looking to run it for Jayton. He's on his feet. Taking off running. He's going to be hit. Nope, he breaks one tackle, being chased by several Bulldogs. Still on his feet. Breaks another tackle. He's going to be close to the first down. Looks like they're going to give it to him. They needed a 15-yard run, and they got about a 16, 17 yards there.
23-yard line from the Jaybirds.
Just darted around the field and was able to get the edge on the Bulldogs. Had to run about 30, 40 yards to gain the 15 yards, but it is a first down for Jayton, so it's a first and 15. Ball's going to be set on the Bulldog 25-yard line. 2:32 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing. Jayton gets set under center. There's the snap. And Jayton's just slippery. The Bulldogs are able to hit them, able to get their pads on them, but just can't grab them and tackle them. Looks like there was a lot of movement on Jayton's side before the snap, but there's not any flags on it. So that's going to be a touchdown for Jayton. And right now that puts the score 24-6, with Jayton coming on to kick the two-point field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good.
So that puts the score 26-6. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds by 20 with 2:24 left in the first quarter. Oops, sorry, I dropped my
microphone.
I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts, and that includes Bell Pfeiffer and Steel Funeral Home, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs by locally owned Bell Pfeiffer and Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Pizza Inn, all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. That's Pizza Inn. All right, Bulldogs getting set for the kick return. 2:24 left in the first quarter. Last time Bulldogs made a deep pass from Claxton to Castillo for a touchdown. See what they can drum up here on offense. Going to have to find a way to stop this Jaybird offense. The Bulldogs have had the players in position. It's just they're slippery and able to get out of the grasp of some of the Bulldog defenders. And they're very quick. So, Jayden sets up, getting ready to kick the ball. They kick it deep every time. Claxton's going to be back deep for the Bulldogs. And that's what they're going to do here, too. Kicks it back deep. Claxton's actually going to let it roll back into the end zone for a touchback.
Sailed into the end zone. That'll be a touchback. I will take over on their own 20, first and 15 for the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs will have the ball, first and 15, from their own 20-yard line with 2:24 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs getting set, and it's been a unique year for Ira so far. An offense that's more of a quick strike offense than a slow ground and pound offense that the Bulldogs have been accustomed to for the last umpteen years. Seems to be finding their groove here on the last offensive drive. All right, Bulldogs break the huddle. They're going to have three on the line. Two receivers to the far side, two in the back. Hernandez pitches it back to Claxton. Claxton being pursued by some of the Jaybirds, and Claxton's just going to throw that ball out of bounds. He had a Jaybird defender right there in his face, nowhere to really go or do. So that'll be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set on the Irish 20-yard line after the touchback. Again, that was just a snap to Hernandez. Hernandez pitched it back to Claxton, and there was just a Jaybird defender right in Claxton's face, so he threw it out of bounds to not take a touchback, whatever it's called again. Safety again. All right, Bulldogs break the huddle, set up. They're going to have three linemen, three in the backfield, all shoulder to shoulder. There's the snap. Juarez gets it, hands it off to Claxton. Claxton being pursued, he tosses it deep. He's got 40. Ball's going to be intercepted by the Jaybird.
Jaybird intercepts and takes the ball at the 39-yard line. It'll be first and 15, Jayden.
A good pass, good receiver was right there, but it was a player for Jayden who just ran right under the pass and was able to pick it off right before running out of bounds. So that's going to be a turnover by the Bulldogs, an interception, and that'll set up a first and 15 for Jayden. Ball's going to be on the 40-yard line. Ball's on the near hash mark. Bulldog defense looking for something to spark the team here. There's a snap, pitch back, Ham running to the far side. Being pursued by several Bulldogs, and he's finally going to be drug out of bounds.
Oh, Ham on the carry
by Claxton.
He takes the ball down to the 24-yard line.
So it'll be a gain of about 10 or so. Oh, no, 14 is what they're saying.
And it'll be getting a Jaybird. First down.
So we're going to say it was a 15-yard gain, so now it's a fresh set of downs for Jayden. First and 15 ball. Looks like it's the 25-ish yard line of the Bulldogs.
Great thing for our kiddos. Go and support them.
Jayden gets set. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch to the near side. Ham running the ball. Hit hard. That's number 12, Hernandez, brought him down. So that's going to get the ball up another 10 yards or so. It'll be a second and five for the Jaybirds from the Bulldogs. Looks like maybe the 10, 15-yard line for Ira. It's hard to tell with where I'm standing. Maybe the 12. 1:33 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing to the Jaybirds, 26-6. Second and five. There's a snap. Jayden gets it. Rolls out looking to throw the ball. Doesn't have an open receiver being pursued. Tosses into the end zone. Somehow, the Jayden receiver is going to come down with the ball on his back.
Jayden.
Didn't think the quarterback had any receivers. They all looked like they were open. He tossed it anyways, and then his receiver jumped up, was hit when he was jumping, and landed on his back with the ball. So lucky play for Jayden as they get ready for the two-point field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's good. That puts the score 34-6. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds. Sponsors for the broadcast include Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available in roll-off container services. Portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Ira Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. S. McAllen Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer who specializes in personalized sports posters. That's S. McAllen Photography. Thank you for supporting these broadcasts. If you or your business would like to support the Ira Bulldog broadcast, you can do so by talking to Mr. Jones, and he will get you all the information that you need. For this game in Jayton, Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds 34-6 now with 1:15 left in the first quarter. Jayton's been able to kick the ball deep the last few times. Claxton's going to be the one who's back deep for the Bulldogs. Last kick by the Jaybirds went into the end zone for a touchback. And there's the kick. It's going to be deep. Claxton's going to pick it up at about the 1 or 2 yard line on it. Claxton's still on his feet, running towards the near side. Now cuts back to the far side. He's got up in the middle. Breaks one tackle, breaks two. It's going to take a third one to bring him down. Claxton able to get the ball all the way up to around the 20-yard line of the Bulldog. So about a 20-yard return for Claxton. So that'll set up a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 21-yard line, trailing 34-6. So the only thing the Bulldogs need to do now is just worry, not worry about the score, just worry about scoring here. Bulldogs come out in the Ira eye. It's going to be Hernandez under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch back to Pena running on the far side. Pena pushes the pile. It's going to gain a few yards on the carry.
Maybe
about five or so. We'll set up a second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be on the Ira 25-yard line. Bulldogs came out in the eye that last play. Haven't done that this game, but they're going to come back out in the eye again. It's going to be Hernandez, followed by Juarez, followed by Pena. Hernandez being under center. There's a snap at the handoff underneath to Juarez. Juarez on the dive, still on his feet. Breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, breaks three tackles. Drags defenders all the way to around the 37, 38-yard line. This could be enough for a first down for the Bulldogs. So, the dive on there with Juarez, able to be enough to get a first down for the Bulldogs. 10 seconds left in the first quarter. It looks like Coach Gilden may let the quarter just end.
All
That's what it's going to be. So end of the first quarter, Jayton 34, Ira 6, Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds, although figuring out a little bit on offense right here, getting the drive going decently so. So I want to take a quick break. We'll be back in the second quarter for some more Bulldogs football as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds.
Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Live Play-by-Play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Live Play-by-Play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go Bulldogs!
All right, we're back with some Ira Bulldog football. Bulldog's going to take over again still. It's going to be a first and 15, side shifted. So now the Bulldogs are on the right side going to the left. There's the snap. Going to run the Ira eye. A little bit of misplacement. The ball falls on the ground. Hernandez gets it, picks it up. He throws it. It's going to fall incomplete. Just a comedy of mistakes that took place there. A handoff. The ball was bobbled by several Bulldog defenders. Hernandez gets it. Tosses it, trying to hit Juarez. Before he saw it, jumped up, deflected it, so it falls incomplete. So at the end of the day, not the worst thing that could happen, but not what you want. That'll set up a second and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set on the Ira 35-ish yard line, 36 maybe, getting back in the Ira eye. There's a snap. Hernandez gets it, pitches it to the near side to Pena. Pena's got a hole. He's going to bust through, gain several yards. It's going to be brought down. Gain of about five. So it's going to set up a third and 15, or third and 10 for the Bulldogs. Ball crosses midfield. The ball's set now on the Jayton. Thank you. I've got one. Thank you. Ball's on the 39-yard line of the Bulldogs, able to get it across midfield. 9:15 left in the second quarter. Bulldogs trailing 34-6, but able to put together a drive here facing a third and 10. There's a snap out of the Ira eye. Pitch back. It's Claxton running on the near side. Claxton still on his feet, able to guard around several of the Jaybird defenders. Should be enough for a first down. We'll see where they mark him.
But I believe that's enough for Ira first down.
First down Bulldogs. So Bulldogs trying to get back to the Ira eye and able to catch the Jaybird off a little bit. So first and 15 for Ira. Ball's now on the Jayton 25-yard line. 8:50 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 34-6, but marching down the field. Get set in the Ira eye. It's Hernandez with Pena behind him and then Claxton behind him. There's the snap, pitch back. Claxton's got it. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. I believe that is Forey.
Pass intended for Caden Forey, broken up by Sean.
Incomplete.
Brings up a second down for the Bulldogs.
So that's going to be second and 15 for the Bulldogs there. Docs cannot try to catch the Jaybird sleeping. Come out in the IRI, pitch it back to Claxton, and then Claxton trying to throw it to 40 deep. But just good defense by Jayton. Ball falls incomplete. So second and 15. Ball's going to be set at the 25-yard line of the Jaybird. Bulldogs trailing 34-6, but marching down the field, getting a little bit of line and getting some ball control here. It's going to be the same formation. Hernandez in the IRI. There's the snap, pitch to Claxton, running on the far side. Claxton gets the ball. Now he's going to cut back on the near side. It's going to be hit by a Jayton defender. Ball. It's going to be a gain of no yards.
Be third and 15 for the Bulldogs.
So Claxton thrown down at the yard line. So third and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball still at the 25-yard line of Jayton. 8 minutes left in the half. Bulldogs able to drive down the field some, but now needing to get a little bit of offense going again. Going to come out in the Ira eye again. It's going to be Hernandez, Pena, Claxton. There's the snap. Pitch to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. Dances around the backfield. Tosses it. He's got Castillo, and it's going to be deflected by Jayhurst. Honestly, the Bulldogs are lucky. It wasn't intercepted there. So it's going to be a fourth and 15 for the Bulldogs now. .736 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 34-6. Everybody just standing. No, I'm not exactly sure. Looks like Coach Sidlin's going to take a timeout here in a second. Or there might be a car over there with their lights on that they're waiting to get turned off.
We have a timeout, Ira.
So it's a timeout by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs trailing Jaybirds 34-6 here in the second quarter. Bulldogs get something going on offense and then stall out after a little bit of time. Now they're faced with a fourth and long. Broadcast four. Sponsors for the broadcast are brought to you by Ira Baptist Church. Seeks to glorify God through gospel center preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. We have services Sunday morning, starting with a Sunday school class at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service at 10:50. We have expository gospel centered preaching and congregational worship. Wednesdays we have services from 6 to 7:30 with a free meal and Bible classes for all ages. Visit fccira.com or visit Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram for more information. All right, Bulldogs face with a 4th and 15. Ball's going to be on the Bulldog 20, or the Jaybird 25-yard line. Referees blow the whistle. Ball's going to be on the near hash mark. Bulldogs need to make something happen here. Keep this offensive drive alive and just get some points to come set back up in the Ira eye. It's Hernandez, Pena, Claxton. There's a snap. Hits to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw the ball. He's got time. He's got a receiver. He tosses it. And it's going to be deflected incomplete by the Jaybird.
That's Griff Real on the pass deflection.
So that'll be a turnover on down Bulldog. Jayton will take over on their own 25-yard line. 7:30 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 34-6. The dog defense leaned upon here in the second quarter to make a stop and make a play. There's a snap. Jayton gets it, rolls out, looking to throw a pass, being covered pretty heavily. Boss is tossed up, and it's going to be deflected by Claxton. Great play by the sophomore, Claxton. So that'll be a second down. Just good coverage by Aiden. Jayton ran out, tried to throw it over the top, and Claxton was right there to deflect it. So that'll set up a second and 15 for Jayton. 7:23 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 34-6. Jayton gets set. This time they're going to go under center. They typically run a sweep when they've done this. There's a snap. It's a sweep to the far side. There's a flag, and it's going to be an offside on Jayton. That's happened a few times. That's the first time it's been called, though, so that'll back Jayton up even more to a second and 20. The Bulldogs just have to focus on making the play here, making a stop here, and getting the ball back before half. It's the only way you can dig yourself out of a hole that they find themselves in, trailing 34-6. Jayton's going to get set. This time they're in the shotgun. There's a snap. Pitch back looking to throw the ball. dancing around the backfield, doesn't have any receivers that are open. Now he's going to dump it off short. It's caught, but brought down immediately by Juarez and Hernandez. It's a gain of about five, so that'll put a third and 15 for the Jaybirds. Tackled inbound, so the clock's going to keep running. 6:35 left and counting to half. Dayton gets set in the shotgun again. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to the near side. Ham still on his feet running for Dayton. He's not very tall, but so shifty. He's going to have enough for a first down for Dayton before he's brought down by the senior 44 in the Bulldogs. So that'll be a first down, Dayton. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. So it'll be a first and 15 for Dayton from the Bulldogs' 35-yard line. Dayton gets under center. This is typically been a sweep. There's a snap. It's going to be a sweep to the near side. Hit by several Bulldog defenders, but able to shake him. Spins. He's finally brought down. So gain of one for Dayton. Second and 14. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs' 30. Maybe the nose of the ball is on the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. Dayton getting set, going under center. There's a snap pitch to the far side. Ham's got the ball, being carried by several Bulldogs, but mainly it's Claxton who's able to bring him down. Juarez is there on the tackle as well, so that's going to set up about a 10-yard run for the Jaybirds. It'll be a third and four now. Ball is going to be on the Bulldogs' 20-yard line. 4:38 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 34-6, looking for the dominant dog defense to get a stop here as it's third and four. There's a snap. It hits back to Ham running on the near side. Ham brought down by Claxton. He's going to have enough for a first down. General spot. But that'll be a first down for Dayton. Ball's on the Bulldogs' 13-yard line now. Four 12 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 34-6. Dayton gets in, gets under center. They're going to send one receiver to the far side. Now they're going to motion him over. There's a snap. It's going to be a dive underneath. Bulldog's going to be tackled. Jaybird out of bounds. That's number 9, Pena, who's able to tackle him. That's going to be a second and 6 for Dayton. So second and 6. There's 6 yards to go. So second and goal from the 6. For the Jaybirds, 3:47 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 34-6. There's the snap. Dayton gets the ball, looking to throw it. It's going to be tossed in the end zone. It's going to be deflected. Number 12, Hernandez, with a great defense by the Bulldogs, deflects the pass, so now it's going to be a certain goal from the 6 for Dayton. Great coverage by the junior Hernandez, able to step in front of the pass and deflect it. The Bulldogs on passing defense have done a pretty decent job. Dayton gets set under center. There's a snap, pitch back, handoff, looking to throw the ball. They're going to toss it up deep, and they're going to catch it in the end zone for a touchdown.
Collins for the Jaybirds touchdown.
So with that, the score is 40-6, and Jayden's getting ready to try the 2-point field goal attempt. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's going to be way too short, no good. So the score will remain 46-6. Bulldogs trail the Jaybirds here with 3:33 left in the half. Sponsors for this broadcast include the Ira Church of God. The Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. The Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church. We're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community, and we're a church that loves God and loves others, and we believe prayer makes a difference. You are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce says they support the Ira Bulldogs. Go Bulldogs. Bell, Pfeiffer, and Steele are proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. And locally owned and operated. Pizza Inn is an all-day pizza buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. All right, Jayden getting ready to kick off to the Bulldogs. Jayden so far has kicked the ball deep and then had great coverage against the Bulldogs' return. Since the Bulldogs have not really had good field position the entire game, Claxton's going to be the man back deep for the Bulldogs, and he's going to set up on the 4-yard line. There's the kick, and it's just going to be a pooch kick land in between Claxton and the others. Claxton's going to pick it up at the 11. He's on his feet. Now he's at the 20, at the 30. Still on his feet. He's at the 40, the 50, and he's at the 30, 20, 10. They're going to say he got pushed out of bounds. I got excited and called a 50-yarder, but that was Claxton. Picked it up at the 11-yard line. He got at least to the Jayden 11-yard line, so flipped the field. Jayden tried to come out a little bit tricky with just a high and a short kick in between Claxton, who was at the 4, and Pena, who was up around the 20. Claxton picked it up around the 11, found a seam, and just took off. So it's going to be first and goal for the Bulldogs from the 10-yard line. The Bulldogs are going to get set in the Ira I. It's going to be Hernandez and Juarez and Pena. Hernandez gets set under center. There's a snap. It's pitched to Pena running on the far side. Pena makes one jump cut, and he's going to waltz into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs! What a way to respond to a team that is down in the kind of hole the Bulldogs find themselves in. 40-6, a long kickoff return by the sophomore Claxton, and then this junior Pena able to punch it in for a touchdown. That puts the score 40-12 with 3:18 left in the half. Bishop's going to be the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Castillo the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick. The ball's up. No good, just a little bit outside. So the score will stay 40-12. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds, but maybe found a little bit of momentum there on the big kickoff return by Claxton. Thank you. All right, Bulldogs getting ready to kick the ball. It's going to be Caden Forey, the senior for the Bulldogs, who's going to kick it. He's got the ball set up right in the middle. The last two times he's tried the end-over-end onside kick. Looks like he's going to try that to the left side here. All right, Forey gets set and is tricked him. He's going to kick it to an open gap on the far end. Ball still bouncing on the ground. And it's going to roll.
Out of bounds.
They're going to say it rolls out of bounds at like maybe the 1 yard line. Great kick by the senior. An unfortunate bounce there, but that whole time from when he kicked it to when it went out of bounds was a long time, and Jason had no one set up over there. In fact, by the time the returner got over there, the ball was just about still out of bounds, but there was also Hernandez right there. It looked like he was going to make a tackle or get the ball.
So,
penalty will put the ball on the 30, so it's going to be a first and 15 for Jayton from their own 30-yard line. Jayton's going to send one receiver way out wide to the near side, and then they're going to go under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch to the far side. Ham's got the ball. Ham's got room. And it's going to be a touchdown, Jayton.
Cody Ham in for the Jaybird touchdown.
Sweet to the far side, just found a seam. Ham is not the biggest. I don't even think he's the fastest. He's just shifty and he's slippery. And I can't tell you the amount of time one of the Bulldogs has, yeah, I think they've had him, and he just spins and gets out of their grip. But that puts the score 46-12. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds with 3:08 left in the half as Jayton gets ready for the two-point kick. That's going to be a false start on Jayton, so that'll back him up. So that's going to back him up 5 yards. So now he's still going to go for the kick from the, yeah, it'll be about 25 yards. He set up on the 15. There's the snap to hold the kick. The ball's up. And it's good still. Jayton had a heck of a kicker. That was a great kick. He could have gone back another 10 yards and would have been fine. So that puts Jayton at 48, Ira at 12, with 3:08 left in the half. Sponsors for the broadcast include Snyder Iron and Metal, the top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies, on-site cleanup available, and roll-off container services. Portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Bulldogs trailing Jayton. ...12-48 with 3:08 left in the half. Claxton almost broke one off with the last kickoff that Jayton did for a touchdown. Aiden's going to be standing on the goal line right now. Let's see what the Jaybirds do here. Every time they kicked it, they tried to kick it deep, with the exception of the last time, where they tried to shorten it a little bit. This time they're going to do a similar thing. It's going to be Pena who picks it up at about the 20. Pena's able to run 10 yards or so, get up to the Bulldogs' 30-yard line.
The ball will be spotted at the Iowa 31, first and 15 for the Bulldogs.
So, it'll be first and 15 for Iowa ball at the 31-yard line of the Bulldogs. 3:06 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 12-48, but looking to make something happen on offense here. Going to be set up in the Ira eye. There's the snap. Hits back to Pena. Pena looking to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. He's got 40. 40 catches the ball. It's going to be enough for a first down. Can 40 beat him into the end zone? Yeah, he's going to be pushed out of bounds inside the five. Blackson's been the one who's thrown the ball. Coach Goodman throws a Jayden for a curve, catches him offside. I heard the Jayden coach yell, it's going to be a dive. It was not a dive. It was a pitch back to Pena, and Pena with the perfect toss to the senior, Forey, who was able to run. Looks like they're going to spot the ball. I mean, maybe at the five-yard line. It's a huge play by the Bulldogs. That sets up a first-in goal from the three, is what they're saying. It's going to be the Ira Eye again. Hernandez, Juarez, Pena in that order. There's the snap pitch. It's Pena running on the near side. He's going to have enough to get into the end zone, and it'll be a touchdown, Bulldogs. I think it's games like these when they're not going the way that you want them to go, that you can see the character and the determination of the boys, and they've not stopped fighting, even though they're facing a 30-point hole. And it's led by some of the upperclassmen doing so. So a great sign for your team, even though the game's not going exactly the way you want it to. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's going to be good. Now the Bulldogs are kicking on all cylinders. So the Bulldogs trailing 28-20 now with 2:50 left in the half. The dominant dog defense is going to have to come out and try to make a stop here and do something with this high-potent Jayden offense. Sponsors for the broadcast include S. McCallum Photography, Summer Takes Game Photos, Team Sports Photos, Class Photos, and she's a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. Ira Baptist Church is just a glorified God through gospel center preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. The service is starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, and Sunday school classes for all ages and 10:50 worship service with gospel center expository preaching and congregational worship. On Wednesdays, we have services from 6 to 7:30 with a free meal and Bible classes for all ages. Visit fccira.com for more information or check out Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. The First Church of God in Ira is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. The Bulldogs on offense have been able to strike quickly and get good chunks of yards. The defense, they've been able to force the Jaybirds into some third and long fourth downs, but just haven't been able to capitalize and get any turnover on downs or any turnovers, period. Looking to make something happen here. Forey is going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. Last time Forey kicked it to the right side of the field in the hole where there was nobody at. There's nobody in that spot right now. We'll see what he does here. He's going to end over end kick it on the near side. It's going to be picked up by the Jaybirds. Ball bobbled. Picked back up by Jayden. He's hit by Juarez. Hit by Pena. And he's going to be brought down.
He's brought down by Dimitri Juarez. Picked the ball up to the 35-yard line. First and 50.
Good. Good, special teams play there for the Bulldogs. Jayden's going to take over at their own 35-yard line with 2:45 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 48-20 and looking for the dominant dog defense to stand strong here. Rear their teeth and show a little bit of life before half. There's the snap. It's going to be hit to Ham running on the far side. Ham's hit by several Bulldog defenders. Finally brought down by Juarez.
Run after he gains about 10 yards or so. We'll see exactly.
Snap, it's going to be a second and six for Jayden. Gets the ball to the Bulldog 35-yard line. The nose of the ball is touching the 35-yard line. It's going to be set on the far hash mark. Jaybird send one receiver to the far side. Get under center. There's the snap. Pitch it to the near side. It's going to be Ham with the sweep. Ham hit by the Bulldogs. Who is that grabbed his leg? That's going to be Juarez. Grabbed Ham's leg. Not enough to keep him from a first down, but it's enough to keep him from a touchdown. So it'll be first down, Jayden. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldog 30-yard line-ish, right around there. 1:59 left in the half end counting. Bulldogs trailing 48-20, but the dominant dog defense is slow down this high-powered Jayden offense here at the end of the first half. Jayden gets set under center. There's a snap. There's a flag. going to be on a false start, Jake. I will say, I don't think the Bulldogs have been penalized this game. And that's at least the third, maybe the fourth time Jake has been penalized. But the Bulldogs showing themselves to be well-coached, fighting in a game where you're trailing 28 points, still showing life and trying to make something happen. 1 minute, 35 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 48-20. But Jayden facing a first and 20 from the Bulldogs' 35-yard line. Jayden gets set. They're in the shotgun. This has typically been a pass. Not this time. It's going to be a handoff underneath the hand. Hand able to make a good chunk of yard. Gains about 15, so that penalty is going to keep him from getting a first down. It'll be a second and around five for Jayden. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs' 22-yard line. Jayden rushes up, gets set back again. There's a sack. It's going to be a pitch to Ham running on the near side again. Ham hit by Hernandez to be tackled. It'll be enough for a first down. First down. Ball's on the 10-yard line. Oop, 11. 51 seconds left in the half and counting. Jayden rushing, trying to score. There's a snap, looking to throw it, being pursued by Juarez. Juarez, oh, what a play by the senior, Corey. It was Castillo who was pursuing the quarterback. Quarterback tossed it high for one of his receivers, and then Corey just reached those long arms up and was almost able to intercept the ball, instead deflected it. So it's going to be a second and 11 for the Jaybirds. Ball's going to be set. It's a second and goal from the 11 for the Jaybirds. 38 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 48-20. The dominant dog defense needs to stand strong here and keep the Jaybirds out of the end zone. Jayden gets set under center. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff underneath to the near side. And it'll be a touchdown, Jayden.
Salazar in for the Jaybird touchdown.
Barely able to get into there, but he's able to hit the pylon and get a touchdown. So that puts the score 54-20. And Jake, I'm going to go for the two-point kick here. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good.
Two-point kick is good. With 31 seconds left in the half.
56.
Ara.
Sorry. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds 56-20 with 31 seconds left in the half. I want to thank the sponsors who support this broadcast. That includes the First Church of God in Iowa. Iowa First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday at 11 a.m. Iowa Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church, and we're located next to the Iowa schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Iowa. We support the schools and the Iowa community. We're a church that loves God and loves others. We believe prayer makes a difference, and you are welcome at Iowa Methodist Church. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce are proud supporters of the Iowa Bulldogs. And Bell, Pfeiffer, and Steele, a proud sponsor of the Iowa Bulldogs by locally owned Bell, Pfeiffer, and Steele Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Pizza Inn, an all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Bulldogs getting set to receive the kick. The last two kicks, the Bulldogs have done a good job on special teams. Claxton, two kicks to go, ran the ball all the way back inside the 10, and then the last one, Pena caught it for about the 20, ran about 15 yards up. See what happens here. Jayden has a kicker who can kick it pretty decent, far and deep, but he has outkicked his coverage. There's the run and the kick. He's going to kick it high. He's going to kick it far. Claxton's going to get it at the 2. On his feet, he's at the 15 now. And it's going to be brought down by several Jaybirds. Gets the ball all the way to the 13-yard line. Caught it at the 2. But 24 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 56-20. See what Coach Goodwin draws up here right before the half. First and 15. Ball is at the Bulldogs 13-yard line. Ira's going to come out in the Ira I. Hernandez is going to be under center, followed by Juarez and then Pena. There's a snap at 50. Pena on the near side. Pena's got the edge. He's going to run out of bounds after a gain of about 7 or 8.
Pena on the carry. Takes the ball up to the 20-yard line. That's a gain of about 7.
So ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs 20-yard line. It'll be a 2nd and 8 for the Bulldogs. 20 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs trailing by 36. Same formation, same players. Hernandez under center in the IRI. There's a snap. Hits to Pena running on the near side. Pena following his blockers. He's going to be brought down after a gain of 4 or 5 yards.
Pena on the carry again.
They got out of bounds, maybe.
The ball up to the 27-yard line before he's taken out of bounds.
Oh, I think Ira's going to call a timeout here. Yep. So Bulldogs call a timeout after Jaron is able to get the ball up to, oh, I can't tell because everybody kind of moved when the timeout was called. Looks like it's going to be on the Bulldogs 25-27-yard line. It'll be about a 3rd and 3 for the Bulldogs after the timeout, trailing 36-20 with 14 seconds left in the half. The Bulldogs have fought hard here. The Dayton offense is just a potent offense having to deal with them. And really have done a good job. They've held Dayton to 3rd and longs. They've even gotten them into 4th and long situations, but they just are slippery, and the Bulldog defense hasn't been able to finish out those drives yet. The Bulldog offense has been able to score from anywhere on the field with a quick strike ability, and they've even sustained some drives. Just in the first half so far, the ball hasn't bounced in the Bulldogs' way much. So, timeout by the Bulldogs. It's going to be a 3rd and 3 with 14 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs trailing by 36. See what Coach Goodwin has drawn up in the huddle. It's going to be the Ira I. Hernandez is going to be under center, followed by Juarez with Pena in the back. There's a snap. It's going to be Hernandez rolling out, looking to throw the ball. He tosses it deep. He's got Bishop to center. Bishop catches the ball. It's going to fall incomplete.
Bishop falls incomplete. Going to bring up 4th down for the Bulldogs.
Looked like it might have been a pass interference or something. Looked like he got hit before he was able to put his hands on the ball, but it falls incomplete, so that's going to set up a 4th and 3 for the Bulldogs now with 7 seconds left on the clock. Bulldogs trailing by 36. It's going to be an Ira-I formation. Hernandez is going to be under center with Pena behind him and then Claxton, the deep man. There's a snap pitch to Claxton. Claxton dancing around the backfield, looking to make something happen. He's got a receiver. He tosses it deep. It looks like it's Juarez. Juarez catches the ball. It's going to be a touchdown Bulldog right as the buzzer was going out. Touchdown by the Bulldog. There's an injured Bulldog on the ground. A touchdown's going to stand. I don't see any flags. Again, just a huge Claxton threw a bomb to Juarez. Juarez able to get underneath it. It looks like Jayden, a defender, jumped up and just misjudged the ball. Juarez, a senior, catches it, scores a touchdown. So that puts the Bulldogs, the score is now going to be 56-26. The injured Bulldog gets up and is able to walk off the field with his own power, maybe just shaking up a little bit after the play. So, Castillo's going to come in to kick for the Bulldogs. Hernandez is going to be the holder, and Bishop's going to be the snapper. Bulldogs received the opening kickoff, so after halftime, they'll kick the ball. But putting up some life here. All right, there's the whistle getting ready for the two-point kick. There's a snap to hold to kick the ball up, and it's going to be good. Now the score is 28-56 at half. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds, that show some life at the end of the half to keep the game going. So I'm going to take a break here now as we go into halftime. Jaybirds will receive the kickoff from the Bulldogs, but we'll be back with you live here, in 10, 15 minutes or so after the half.
Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Live Play-by-Play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. With you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go for that.
You're listening to Live Play-by-Play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go Bulldogs! Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Live Play-by-Play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go for that.
You're listening to Live Play-by-Play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go for that. Go for that.
You're listening to Live Play-by-Play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go for that.
You're listening to Live Play-by-Play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go for that. Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Live Play-by-Play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go Bulldogs.
You're listening to Live Play-by-Play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go Bulldogs.
All right, we're about football fans. Let me find my microphone. Just one more second, sorry.
Go for it.
You're listening to Live Play-by-Play as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Jayton Jaybirds at Jayton tonight. We'll be with you momentarily when the game starts or when halftime ends.
Go Bulldogs!
All right, sorry, my microphone got all tangled up when I set it down. Halftime is over. The Bulldogs are out. They're going to be kicking off. It's going to be Forey, the senior for the Bulldogs. One of the seniors is going to kick. Runs up, and he's going to kick it end over end towards the near sideline. It's going to be picked up by the Jaybirds. They're immediately hit by several Bulldogs. Going to be brought down. Great way to come out of the halftime. Bulldogs trailing Jayton 56-28. Defense is going to have to step up here big for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs, they've been able to hold the Jaybirds, but not been able to keep them from scoring. They just slowed down this Jayton offense. They had trouble tackling, but they had no trouble there. So Jayton's going to take over on the Jaybird 25, 26, and 27-yard line. Jayton gets set under center. There's the snap. It's picked to the near far side. It's Ham still on his feet, being pursued by Claxton. Ham shakes it. It's just very quick and shifty, and he's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown. So that puts the score 62-28. So Jayton getting ready for the 2-point kick. There's a snap to hold the kick. The ball's up, and it's good. And that puts the score 64-28. Jayton leading the Bulldogs here right after halftime. So Bulldogs going to look to make something happen here on offense, and here in just a moment, sponsors for this broadcast are a lot of different places and a lot of different people. If you or your company would like to sponsor the broadcast, talk to Mr. Jones, and he will hook you up with all the information that you need. One of the sponsors is Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies, with on-site cleanup available and roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anston, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Prosperity Bank. Prosperity Bank proudly is supporting the Ira Bulldogs and offers team checking and home financing. All right, Bulldogs trailing 64-28. 9:44 left in the third quarter. Jayton getting ready to kick. They're going to kick it high. They're going to kick it far. Claxton's going to be the man deep. He picks the ball up or catches the ball at the 2-yard line. Now he's all the way to the 15. He's going to be hit. Sorry, my battery's died. Claxton's going to be brought down at the 17-yard line. So that puts the score. So that's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs. The ball's going to be on their own 17-yard line on the near hash mark. 9:38 left in the half. Bulldogs trailing 64-28. It's going to be set in the Ira eye. Hernandez under center. There's the snap. It's going to be a pitch to Pena running on the far side. Pena cuts it off short. Gets around the edge. It's going to be brought down by a whole group. Pena
is on the carry. Brought down.
And he came out of the group on his feet, but they're going to say he was brought down. So a gain of, 5-6 yards or so. That's going to be second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at their own Bulldogs 23-yard line. 9:10 left in the third quarter and counting. Bulldogs trailing 64-28. There's a snap, handoff to Juarez underneath. Juarez able to get a good handful of yards. They're going to give him 3 or 4. We'll see where the official spot is. It's going to set up a third and
third down and five.
Rory said third and five. We'll go with that. So gain of 5 for Juarez. So third and 5 for the Bulldogs. Going to get set back in the eye. Hernandez under center with Juarez behind him and Pena the deep man. There's a snap. It's to Pena running on the far side. Pena's going to have enough for a first down, I believe.
Pena on the carry. Griff Real on the pass.
Yep, they're going to give him a first down. So a good 6-7 yard carry. So Bulldogs kind of getting back to their bread and butter, the Ira eye, which is those sweeps running on the inside and outside, or on the near side and the far side. Bulldogs get set in the Ira eye. Hernandez under center. There's the snap. Graydon steps back, looking to throw the ball. Immediately hit by Jaybird. He's going to dump it off short, and it's going to fall incomplete. And as soon as Graydon turned around, there was a Jaybird right in his face who held him up. Hernandez was able to stand strong for a little bit, tried to dump it off short, but wasn't quite accurate enough. So falls incomplete. It'll be a second and 15 for the Bulldogs. left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 64-28, but marching the ball down the field. It's going to be the same formation and the same group in there. Hernandez under center with Juarez behind him and Pena behind him. There's snap. Bobbled the snap. Hernandez is able to fall on top of it. Looks like the Bulldogs are going to run a pass out of that one, but they're going to lose 2 yards instead, so it'll be a third and 17.
From their own 3-yard line.
Third and 17 for the Bulldogs now. just a bobbled snap by Hernandez, able to recover on it, but not before he loses 2 yards. Gets set in the Iowa eye. There's a snap pitch to Pena running on the near side. Pena able to find a seam. Presses way down for a gain of 7-8 yards or so.
Down by Bodie Ham. He moves the ball up to the 37-yard line.
Fourth down and 13
for the Bulldogs.
I thought Jaron had more yards than that on the carry. Fourth and 13 now for Iowa. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldogs' 31-yard line. 6:25 left in the third quarter in counting. Bulldogs trailing 64-28. Coach Ridlam gets the play to Hernandez. Hernandez relaying it to the team, and they break the huddle. Got 9 seconds left on the play clock and counting down. Bulldogs going to need to snap it here soon. There it is. Snap pitch back to Pena. Pena looking to throw the ball. He's going to dump it off short to Forey. Forey still on his feet. Breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, finally brought down. Don't know if it's going to be enough for a first down, but it was awfully close. Yeah, it's going to be short, so it'll be a turnover on downs by the Bulldogs.
34-yard line, first and 15 for the Pittsburgh.
So first and 15 for Jayton, after what was a great play, just not quite enough by the Bulldogs. So first and 15, ball's going to be set at the Jaybird 32-yard line. Jayton gets set. There's a snap out of the shotgun. Pitch it to Ham running on the near side. Ham still pressing out. It's going to be pushed out of bounds by the Bulldogs. But Pena is able to get him out.
No gain on the play. Second down for the Jaybirds.
So, no gain. Second and 15 for Jayton. Bulldogs trailing Jayton 64-28 with 5:48 left in the third quarter. The dominant Dogs defense has done this multiple times throughout the game. They've been able to slow the Jayton Jaybird offense, which is to not have the ball bounce the way they need it to, and Jayton's been able to pick up key first downs and keep the game going. Jayton's going to get set under center. There's a snap pitch back at Pan running on the far side. Now he comes back to the near side. Now he's right up the middle, and it's just a speedster into the end zone for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, for the Jayton touchdown.
So, that puts the score 70-28. Jaybirds leading the Bulldogs with 5:39 left in the third quarter. Jayton getting ready for the 2-point field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good.
And
Jayton at 72-28. That means Jayton's leading the Bulldogs by 44 points. We'll kick it off to the Bulldogs here in just a few minutes. These broadcasts are brought to you by several sponsors, one of which includes S. McCallum Photography. They take photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. Iowa Baptist Church exists to glorify God through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. We have Sunday morning classes starting at 10 a.m., followed by worship service at 10:50 with gospel-centered expository preaching and congregational worship. Wednesdays we have services from 6 to 7:30 with a free meal and Bible classes for all ages. Visit sbciowa.com or check out Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram for more information. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Now, the Ira Methodist Church is a friendly, traditional country church, and we're located next to the Ira Schools at 6240 West FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools in the Ira community, and we are a church that loves God and loves others. We believe that prayer makes a difference, and you are welcome at Ira Methodist Church. Jayton getting ready to kick the ball to the Bulldogs. Jayton on the left side, Bulldogs on the right side. They kicked it deep every time, with the exception of a couple. where they pushed it just a little bit this time. We'll see. They're going to kick it high. It's going to go far, and it's going to go into the end zone for a touchback.
And Collins kick flies into the end zone. That'll be a touchback. Ira will take over on their own 20. First and
so it's going to be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs. 72-28 is the score. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds. .5:39 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 44. They get set in the Ira I formation. Hernandez is going to be under center. Juarez behind him. Pena, the deep man. There's a snap pitch to Pena. Pena looking to throw the ball. He's got a wide open. Derek Bishop catches the ball. Derek to the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Can he get into the end zone? They're going to say they got tight down at about the 1.
At the 3-yard line. First
huge play, just some broken coverage by the Jaybirds. Pena able to see it and capitalize. So it's going to be a first and goal. They're going to mark him down at the 3. Came out looking for the sweep, and it was Pena who had it wide open. Derek is the center and has been able to sneak under the radar. I say he's center. He's not the center. He's the left guard. He's able to sneak under the radar. Ira gets set in the Ira eye. There's a snap of Pena on the near side. Dives forward.
Pena on the carry.
Not enough for a first down. Game maybe 1
or 2. There on the tackle. Brings up second down and goal for the Bulldogs.
So it's going to be a second and goal. They're going to change it on the scoreboard. Not at the other end of the field. So it's around the 3-yard line. It looks like there's an injured Bulldog on the play. All right, Bulldogs sitting at the 3-yard line. They're down 44 points here with 4:55 left in the third quarter. The score is 72-28. All right, get set in the Ira eye. It's going to be Hernandez under center, Juarez behind him, and Claxton, the deep man. There's a snap. And it looks like it's a handoff to Juarez. Juarez is able to get into the end zone for a touchdown Bulldog.
Dimitri Juarez for the Bulldog touchdown.
So now the score is 72-34. Bulldog's getting ready to kick the 2-point field goal. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez the holder, and Castillo the kicker. There's the snap. It goes over the head of Hernandez, and Castillo's just going to let the Jaybirds grab it. So it's going to be no good on the 2-point attempt. So that leaves the score 7-22, Bulldogs 34, with 4:41 left in the third quarter. Sponsors for this broadcast include the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, the proud supporters of the Ira Bulldogs. A proud sponsor of the Ira Bulldogs is the locally owned Bell Cypher and Steel Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs, Pizza Inn, an all-day buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies with on-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, maggots, balers, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Spider, Instant, Bigfoot, Sweetwater, and Andrews. All right, the score is now 72-34 with 4:41 left in the third quarter, and the Bulldogs are going to be kicking to Jayton. Then Han is the runner for Jayton that is just, he's shifty and he's fast, and the Bulldogs honestly have just been not been able to catch him this game. Or he's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. He's mostly down the end-over-end onside kick towards the near side. That's what he's set up to do, but we'll see what happens. That's what it's going to be, end over end towards the near side. Jayton picks it up and is immediately hit by Warren. Jackson Warren on the tackle there.
First and 15 there for the Jaybirds.
It'll be first and 15 for Jayton. Ball's going to be set on the Jaybird 35-ish yard line. Bulldogs trailing by 38 here. Looking for the Dominant Dog defense to step up and do something. Try to get a stop here. Make something happen. Again, it's been Ham for the Jaybirds, who's been so fast. They'll be shocked if they don't give it to him, and they do. There's snap. It's pitched to Ham. Ham darts his way around several Bulldog defenders, and he's caught from behind. There you go. It's number 25 for the Bulldogs. Let me go get my list. I don't think he's been in.
First down.
Sway Campbell, Swayer chip with a huge tackle on Ham. So great jump, Sway. Comes in, makes a big tackle. Ham was able to get a first down. So it's a first and 15. Ball's going to be at the Bulldogs 30. There's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Ham. Ham running on the far side. Hit by Hernandez, and it's brought down.
Barney's on the carry.
Gang
has brought down by Wade Hernandez.
9 yards or so.
1 yard line. Second down and six for the Jaybirds.
So it'll be a second and six for Jayton. Ball is at the Bulldog 21-yard line. 3:45 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 34-72. Jayton's going to send one receiver way out wide to the near side, then go under center. There's the snap. Quarterback tosses it short. Ball hits the ground. It's going to be incomplete. So that's going to set up a third and six. Third and six for Jayton. It's trying to be a, I don't know if it was a screen or if they were running a little trickery there, but they tossed it to the receiver on the far side and just didn't quite make it to him. Now Jayton's going to get set under center. There's snap. It's going to be a handoff to Ham. Ham running on the near side. It's going to be hit and brought down by Castillo. Gets it to the 6 yard line. Another generous spot. So it'll be a first and goal for Jayton on the 6 yard line. 3:10 left in the third quarter and counting. Bulldogs trailing 72-34. Jayton gets set under center. There's a snap. It's pitched to Ham running on the far side. Ham hit by Juarez and brought down.
Vargas
on the carry. Maybe 1 2 yards.
That's
it, and it's Vargas.
On the play, takes the ball to the four.
So gains 2 yards. It'll be a second and goal from the four for Jayton. Jayton gets set in the under center again. There's a snap. It's pitched to Vargas running on the far side, and Vargas is going to be able to get into the end zone for a
touchdown.
So that's going to put the score 78-34. By my math, that's 44-point lead. And so I believe if Jayton makes a field goal, this would be game. 2:26 left in the third quarter, but Jayton coming on to a 2-point kick. A big special teams moment here for the Bulldogs. There's the snap. Flies way over the head of the long snapper, over the head of the kicker. He's going to fall on the ball, so it's going to be incomplete. So the score's going to stay a 44-point lead by Jayton. So Bulldogs trailing 78-34 with 2:36 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs about to receive a kickoff. Sponsors for the broadcast include Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. S. McCown Photography. S. McCown Photography takes gang photos, team sports photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. So go check out S. McCown Photography. Look at some of Summer's work on Facebook. It's phenomenal, and go support her and all the other sponsors who are supporting these broadcasts. If you or your business would like to support the broadcast, reach out to Mr. Jones, and he will get you the information that you need to do so. All right, Bulldogs getting set up in the kick return. Claxton's going to be the deep man for the Bulldogs. The kicker for Jayton can boot the ball. Take several touchbacks, and when they have it, then Claxton has got the ball at about the 2-yard line. Now Claxton has had a big return off some of these. We'll be looking for the Bulldogs to do that here now. There's the kick. It's high. Claxton's going to pick it up at about the 3-yard line, runs towards the far sideline. He's trying to juke a Jaybird and ends up getting hit by three of them, brought down at about the 15-yard line.
First and 15 there for the Bulldogs.
So 2:29 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 78-34, but are on offense, have the ball at their own 16-yard line. Bulldogs break the huddle. Get up to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be the three linemen, three in the backfield, all shoulder to shoulder. Claxton in the middle with Pena to his left and Juarez to his right. Claxton gets the ball, tosses it deep. It's going to be well over the head of the receiver and the defender, so it'll be an incomplete pass. The second and 15 for the Bulldogs. Ball is still at the Bulldogs 16-yard line. 2:23 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing 78-34. Get set in the same formation. Claxton's going to be in the middle with Juarez to his right, Pena to his left, all shoulder to shoulder with three linemen. There's the snap. Claxton gets it, pitches it back to Juarez. Juarez looking to run, runs to the near side, breaks one tackle, goes to the far side. He's going to break two. There's a flag that's down. We'll see exactly what it is. Looks like Juarez is able to get up to the line of scrimmage. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know what the flag is on. Trying to watch the white hat. It's going to be a face mask on Jayton. So Dimitri Powers threw a face mask, got the ball up to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be an automatic first down for Ira, and the ball's going to go all the way up to the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. So big little jolt of energy there for the Bulldogs. 2:13 left in the third quarter and counting. Bulldogs trailing 78-34. That's 44 points. Bulldogs on the verge of having 45, being 45, but instead are out there fighting. There's a snap, hits to Claxton. Claxton looking to throw, being chased by several Jayton defenders. He's going to have to break the tackle. Some still on his feet. Excellent block. They're going to throw a flag across the field. That's not his call. I don't know why he threw that flag. There's a huge block by Pena for Claxton. It was a legal one. The white hat was right there, didn't call it, but the back judge, who was 40 yards down the field, did. See exactly what's going to be called. Coach Goodman wants to talk to the white hat. They're going to call a blindside block. Coach Goodman wants to talk. They told me he's on the call the timeout to talk. He was not a good caller, at least from my perspective. It was the back judge who made the call. He was a good 40 yards away from the play. The white hat was right there and within 10 yards. It's called a blindside block on the Bulldogs is what's been called. It's going to back them up to the 11-yard line. They were at their 31. Claxton was darting around, running back by. Pena came back and did a block right on the front, just like you would expect, but they're calling it a blindside. They're not going to change their minds. And so it'll end up being a good 30 yards for the Bulldogs with the ball set at the 16-yard line. 1:52 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing the Jaybirds 78-34. Bulldogs fighting here just to stay alive. All right, so nothing changed from what I said. It's going to be a 1st and 34, the Bulldogs from their own 16-yard line at the ill-called blindside block. It will be a 1st and 30 this time. Good news there for the Bulldogs. 1:52 left in the third quarter. All right, we're about to resume the game. The play clock. Waiting for the Bulldogs to break the huddle. They've got 10 seconds left on the play clock now. Going to have to run up to the line of scrimmage and get going. Going to be set 3, 2, 1. Stepsy, there's the snap. Hernandez gets it. Claxton's got the ball, looking to throw it and make something happen. He's being hit by several Jayton defenders who tries to throw the ball away. It's intercepted by Jayton and a touchdown was scored. And that's going to be the game for the Bulldogs. Not a great way to go out. Not what you want to see. Too bad. Call that's questionable and then an interception. Pick six for the Jaybirds. So the final score is going to be 84-34. Bulldogs lose to the Jayton Jaybirds. A hard game where the Bulldogs trailed for most of the game. Fought for a long time to stay into it. But unfortunately, at the end of the day, Bulldogs going to go home with the loss. We'll be with you next week live for the Bulldogs game. So stay tuned for that. I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you or your company would like to support them, reach out to Mr. Jones and he'll give you all the information that you need. But for tonight, we'll call it a game. Again, Bulldogs lose to the Jaybirds 84-34. Get 45 with 1:45 left in the third quarter. But look to rebound, build themselves back up for next week. So I'm Ben Moore. I'd encourage you to be at the game. If you can be at the game, but if not, listen here live with us, and we'll see you next